go now to Rick in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., listening on Catholic.com. Rick, welcome.
Hey, Mr. Johnson, how's it going?
Good. Thanks, Rick.
All right. What I want to know is how we can be assured of the validity of the five proofs of Thomas Aquinas when you can use those same proofs to advocate for any religion you choose to simply by switching the word God to the name of any other deity.
Rick, do you believe that works for Bugs Bunny?
I believe it works for...
Tooth Fairy? How about the Tooth Fairy? A kind of a demigod. Zeus. Is that where you're going? Zeus?
There we go.
Okay. What's the difference between a god or a mythical creature and the uncreated creator, first mover of Thomas Aquinas?
Yeah, I would say, Rick, I think just reading your question again on the call screen here that I don't know if this is what you're saying, but I don't think you'd go from Aquinas' five proofs to the deity of Jesus, for instance.
Or the authority of the Bible.
Or the authority of the Bible or any of the other Christian doctrines that we accept as Christians. But I think they are valid to get you to a certain type of theism. And so that's, if I was going to use Aquinas' five proofs, I would try to do that to get you to a particular kind of theism, and then if not to get you to even Christianity, perhaps.
Right.
Although
right.
Maybe some with higher intellects than me could. I wouldn't. I mean, me personally, I use philosophical arguments of that sort to get people to just, hey, is there possibly a God?
Mm-hmm.
And then to get to more specifically Christian arguments, I would use something else probably.
Piggybacking.
Okay, so it's just sort of a first step, and then there's sort of a meticulous whittling process to get it down to the one true faith.
I think so, yeah. I don't think, if that was... I don't think the apostles, for instance, they didn't leave us Aquinas' five proofs.
Yeah.
So, there's a difference between using arguments like that and actually specifically Christian arguments.
And Muslim and Jewish philosophers rely on St. Thomas Aquinas as well, because it's not a denominational thing. It's a philosophical thing. But Don, would you say the main difference between a Zeus or a Jupiter and a Mars and the God of the Bible is that those small g gods are in fact in need of a creator because they're beings. Forget
yeah.
whether or not they exist, because
yeah.
I don't think they do.
No,
but,
absolutely.
But God is being itself, capital B, the source of all being.
Yeah, and I think this is the difference between any of the other gods and the God of Christianity is the, among many other differences, but the exclusivity and historicity of our God, a guy who works in history, and not just works in history, but works physically in history, like builds a tabernacle in the wilderness and calls a particular person mm-hmm. to be his and makes a family in a particular geographical place mm-hmm. and then comes down in flesh and blood. I mean, these are very unique claims.
An interventionist policy well, through miracles and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And arguments like that with skeptics, frankly, also move me towards Catholicism, because it's this exclusive nature of the Christian God. I don't know if you've noticed this. I did. The Protestant God is a lot less historically exclusive after the resurrection.
What do you mean? It's
well,
less
here's what I mean. So throughout the Old Testament, if you wanted to go find where's God working, I would go find an Israelite. I'd go to Jerusalem. So
check out the temple.
Out the temple, right? There's a specific place that God is. And this seems to be what God likes to do. He's a guy who likes to show up at a particular place and time. And you might think, well, isn't that kind of unfair to, for instance, the Aborigine people here in North America?
For
instance,
good Confucians.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in one sense, I don't know, I guess we can ask God. But in another sense, it is what it was, right? I mean, if you wanted that nature of revelation, you had to go to Jerusalem. And the Catholic claim, which is really quite offensive, I don't know if offensive is the right word.
No, it is.
But
it
blows
it's offensive
Protestant
to
mind
secular pious ears.
That Jesus would show up at a particular place in a particular piece of food at a particular time is really, come on, God doesn't do that kind of stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But God is a particular God, and he does like to use the historical, physical stuff to
matter,
do what he likes
matter
to do.
Matters
right? He's,
to God.
He's a very particular. He likes to put his presence in a particular place. Mm-hmm. And that really, when I sort of, I'm like, oh, I've been, again, I go back to the philosophy that I had was quite not that way. You know, it's quite Gnostic, actually.
Rick, thanks for the call. Good one.
No problem.
All right, take care.
Love your show. Keep it up.
Thank you very much. Thank you.